Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Welcome to Fireteam Chat, IGN's Destiny show. Joining me today is Fran Mirabella.
What's up, everyone?
Jose Otero.
At a much louder volume, hello,
yeah,
than last
yeah.
week.
Jose, your mic was a little off-kilter.
I didn't realize it. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Today we have an exciting show. There was a big announcement. The hard mode of the new raid is going to be coming out quite soon, so we're going to talk about that. Trials, Iron Banner, and Nightfall are getting some... Well... Specifically, Trials and Nightfall are getting tweaked, and we're going to talk about our Iron Banner experiences. That was in the weekly update. And then we kind of want to talk about the microtransaction snafu that happened this week where somebody leaked a bunch of data, and then Luke was like, yeah, that's all not true.
Yeah.
Also have one thing we also are really excited to talk about off the top of the show. We are going to be doing a live Fireteam chat here in San Francisco on November 14th. Fran, why don't you tell everybody a little bit about
House
it?
Party? Mm-hmm.
You guys just, that was it. It's called House Party, and it's on November 14th, and we're doing a live fire team chat.
Yeah. Free food.
Yep, but yeah, it's actually,
free admittance.
It's sponsored by Carl's Jr., and so it's like, and Hardee's, and so they're going to have free food. I believe there might even be booze on site if you're of drinking age, but, but I'm not sure.
That's for purchase, right?
That's probably.
Yeah.
I don't know for sure, but I want it there.
Fire team house party.
Make up some more stuff about this event.
But anyway, we've done one of these before. They're really cool. If you're in the area or can make it out, you can get tickets. And, you know, it's
watch
the information
social
is out
feeds.
There,
so. Yeah,
I don't have a
it's
short
actually
link for
on
you,
all of our Twitter accounts. We all tweeted about it this morning. Yeah. It's going to be at DNA Lounge in San Francisco. It's 375 11th Street. It's on November 14th, 11 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. We're doing the show actually with Game Scoop, and. I can confirm that I have a bunch of giveaways for the show. Mm-hmm. I got a stack of blacksmith shaders. Thank you, Bungie, for coming through on those and sending
so
me
rare.
A few. I also have a few of the copies that we did an unboxing of for Destiny to give away. I think we have four of those to give away. So there's going to be some good stuff for Destiny
fans. So what if
Destiny
I can't
fans.
Come to the house party? Can I watch?
We'll have VOD
do...
content afterwards.
Okay,
yeah.
So not
the
live.
Episode, the episode will be released later, like Fireteam Chat typically is that week. So that might be like the first week where we don't post on Friday, where we actually
all right.
post on a
different
day.
You've been warned, Guardians.
Yeah. I'm really excited about the live show, so I want to talk about
it. No, it's a lot of fun. It's always fun.
Yeah, and it was really great to meet a bunch of you at the last house party. So if you're coming out, like, you're going to have a good time.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
By the way, I should remind, we always talk over each other because we can't hear the same way you guys hear, so apologies that we that
do
sometimes.
Talk
that was pretty solid, Jose. Okay, on with the show.
Yeah, so first up, we are going to talk about the hard raid. The hard raid is coming Friday, October 23rd at 10 a.m. Pacific. And the question I wanted to ask you guys is, what do you think is going to change in the raid? Let's start with the first big encounter, War Priest.
Let me get this out of the way.
Yeah.
I... wished that they just had dropped it on Halloween and brought back the jack-o'-lantern and done something like really spooky.
Well, you don't know if they're not going to do something for Halloween.
But you said, wouldn't that have been cool, like hard raid on Halloween? Yeah.
Actually, before we dive into details on light level.
Fright Night with Oryx.
Recommended light for hard mode is 300 to 320. The loot that will drop will be between 310 to 320.
Which is exciting.
That's what it's all about right there.
Infusion
confusion.
Yeah. So,
well, not confusion anymore. I get it.
But more to the question then, you're asking, what do we think is going to change? Or what do we think? I mean, I don't know encounter by encounter, how I would recommend changes, but I would not be surprised if we see entirely new mechanics to some of these encounters.
Yeah.
Based on previous raids, we will.
Yeah. Well, based on previous, right? Like, let's talk about, in Vault of Glass, what is one of your favorite changes between normal and heroic?
I wouldn't say favorite. They're all frustrating. Like, you get detained. Okay. You get detained.
I think it's going to be better than that. Even Crota's End, I think when heroic came out, the mistake there to me was that it was too hard. It was like, the light level was one, I think it was one level higher at the time. And so that was back when light level, that one unit made a huge difference in terms of damage output, in terms of survival. I don't think that is going to be entirely the case this time around. I would not be surprised if you will see brand new mechanics to some places. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if just the opening where you're dunking the orbs, the timing on it is tighter or faster, or it's a completely different relic or something.
Have to do it quicker.
Yeah, like I have a feeling they're going to get experimental as all can possibly be. I hope so. I mean, maybe I'm overselling that.
Yeah, I think it'll be a combination of some new enemies and new places that are going to make it more difficult just to do the job. We've seen that right when we would drop a knight and then it spawns a wizard.
High wizard, yeah, ultra.
Exactly. Wizard, yeah. Like, I think you'll see stuff like that to deter you, and you got to figure that stuff out. But yeah, I definitely think mechanically they're just going to introduce this one new thing.
Yeah. If I can drop a bounty on this podcast for folks, the minute this thing comes out, someone run to the secret room and find out if anything has changed in there.
Why would it change there?
I wonder if that room is specifically something only
the
tied to the heroic.
Basketball dunking thing?
Yeah.
They came out and said it's
I'm
only...
I'm not 100% sold he's telling the truth there. I appreciate...
They
and,
all
I
came
think,
out... So, if it was just one guy saying that, but it was they were all it's a basketball court.
I just want someone to run in and check. Just one day someone got curious and ran into the encounter that led to Black Spindle. You don't know if a second ending
you,
or something else.
You can't run into that. It took me 2 hours just to get the
Talk
door
about that.
Open.
What made it so hard? The platforming in general?
Yeah, so you gotta stand on these spikes on the other side of the chasm in that area, and you have to coordinate and hit them all in a certain pattern.
Well, what if there's a chest there this time? I think something will be there.
Oh, I'm just saying, you're saying run in there and grab it, and I'm you can't exactly do that.
No, that's
it's 2 hours.
Specifically, okay. That's why I said, can somebody else please do that for us? So, duly noted, somebody should and will, I'm sure. But I think we all agree, right? Mechanically, we're gonna see new mechanics. I really wonder about Oryx, obviously. Did they leave one thing out? Because he's... once you figure Oryx out, not that crazy difficult. You just need the right team, which is very often what you see in the raids.
It's all about coordination.
But Crota was pretty tough, although a lot of that was because of the bugs for a really long time.
Yeah. Crota was tough because, the sword wouldn't pick up or...
What was
a
buggy encounter?
Yeah. He would start kneeling and then hit you with the sword and then kneel,
But I think we're going to see something pretty big with the Oryx encounter, that just really makes it tough.
Or Golgoroth.
So I think they want you to spend some time on this.
Or Golgoroth, just more orbs. I mean, less orbs, maybe even. Who knows? Yeah. Or, shorter timing for when you pull his gaze. I don't know. It's interesting because I think for folks listening to this, it cannot be stated enough how the tiniest change can affect the entire encounter in a raid. Something just having a bit more health, or something having a tighter timing.
You're going to fight more yellows, for sure. In the
ultras.
Actually,
I figured out what's going to happen. Yeah. It just occurred to me.
Majors, sorry, not ultras.
So, in Oryx, after you stun him, Skolas is going to drop in. And he's going to come in, and you're going to get poisoned.
Yeah.
And then you're going to have to change it around, and it'll be the Skolas fight on top of it.
Yeah.
And that's all.
Wouldn't it be great if you just got to that room? This is in line with your joke, but wouldn't it be great if you got to that room, and instead of Oryx coming up, it was Crota or Skolas? Giant Skolasis shows up and just has... I mean, it's stupid.
What if it was Oryx and his wife.
Exactly. Exactly. Wait, something. Yeah.
That's the next expansion.
Or Atheon is just there for some. He's like, wait, what? And he's like, get out of here. And like Oryx like slams him out of the way. He's like, this is my fight.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think
we've gone off
happen,
the deep end. Yeah.
I don't know. I think War Priest, you're definitely going to have to do it mechanically correct, where like the person that's infected or whatever it's called shoots the.
Has the aura or whatever.
Yeah, the aura. He'll have to shoot ads because you can't die. You're not going to be able to revive. So that's going to change it mechanically quite a bit.
Yeah, actually,
the way I do right War Priest is we just die because we can do them in like we can try, almost get them dead in one now doing it that way.
Yeah, I saw a friend of the show, Alfredo's Ray team, got him down in like two, and I was like, wow, that was fast.
Yeah, how did they do it? Did
they explain this? Yeah,
I don't remember off the top of my head. This was 2 weeks ago, but they just like on the first one, they got 60%, 60+% of his health down. Like props, by the way, to Alfredo. Really nice work.
So the way we do it is we just die. Just like whoever gets the aura, we just let them die and everybody shoots them with sniper and we can get them down way beyond 50, like 60, maybe 70. Last time I did it and we had a really good team, we almost killed them the first cycle. It was nuts. Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, so that mechanical change. I think he'll spawn more witches.
I think the Death Singers.
I mean,
change.
One thing that Death Singers needs to change.
They're
now
just
that
too
everyone
basic
has
right
Touch
now.
Of Malice. Like, have they you used
wrecked.
Touch of Malice?
I don't have
on
it yet.
Them? Yeah. Whew, that health just Pac-Man. Like, it's gone.
Yeah. It's exciting though because like we really need some like good weapon drops. Like, just the higher level will be nice, so you can infuse stuff you like. But then, you know, I think there's got to be like an exotic weapon drop in here. Something right they're holding back, right? I mean.
Yeah,
I guess
nobody
not necessarily.
Has, nobody
like,
has we, no time to explain yet. That's a exotic pulse. That's a reference to, you know.
I think judging by listening to interviews that Bungie has given recently, it sounds like the raid will now be like a subset of weapons, but they won't be the weapons that are going to dominate the main game. Like, they want you to find other weapons that you're either going to infuse and become attached to. Mm-hmm. I don't think the raid weapons are necessarily like, for example, after the raid went live, I feel like the pulse rifle and the scout rifle are the only two things I hear people talk about as being cool weapons. Maybe the rocket launcher. Mm-hmm. Everything else, people are like, that
the scout's
thing.
Okay.
Yeah, like
the snipers
like
look good.
The hand cannon I heard is the slowest thing.
Fran, you use
it. Yeah.
It's okay. How is that? It's okay? Yeah.
It's okay. I mean,
but I think
nothing's great. Nothing's great.
That's the modus operandi.
They're great in the raid.
Yeah.
The cocoon is awesome to just stow something away and never reload. Like, because you're constantly shooting. And that's just like an awesome. Like, especially when you're downing these bosses and stuff, like, it's awesome to never stop. Like, I don't use Black Spindle other than on, like, you know, War Priest and, and Death Singers.
Did you
I use it a lot.
You know, I got patched, right?
Yeah, but so I haven't really. No, I ended up not doing it, but I don't care.
Do you
you're going to get other 310 drops. So,
Do you want to save that for the patch segment? Because I did something for science and it got patched, and I was so disappointed.
I think you did it wrong.
No, I didn't.
I know what you did, but we'll talk about
that.
Is
it? Yeah, anyway, we can talk about it, but you got a 310, and now you're going to get tons of 310s. Like, who cares? Like, big deal, right? Like, temporary infusion.
I care, Fran Mirabella.
I have other 310s now, so it's not that big
a deal. Well, here I am, Fran Mirabella, with all my 310s.
Well, seeing where we're kind of on the subject of patch notes, let's actually move on to that segment. This week, Bungie announced that Trials is being delayed. And that's actually a really positive thing. And the reason it's being delayed is because this week during Iron Banner, they discovered that hunters can basically have infinite super.
Yep.
So it kind of ruined week one of Iron Banner, that and the lag. And they obviously could not launch Trials this weekend with that huge problem in multiplayer. And they also announced that they're adjusting Nightfalls.
Yep.
And the Black Spindle also got patched out this week. Mm-hmm. So, Jose, starting with the Black Spindle thing, what was the point you wanted to make?
Just that I got a 310 Black Spindle, and once the news came out that Bungie was going to was patching it so that it would be back to 290. Mm-hmm. So remember, when you got it on the initial drop, it was 310.
Yeah.
And if you bought it through the kiosk, you got a 300 version.
Yeah.
So that was a bug. We all know that. So I took that 310 and did what everyone did, infused it into something else because you got a 310 right there. And it was also buying 300 Black Spindles for infusions on any specials because that's a smart thing to do. I mean, if you didn't do it, like, sorry. And I almost felt, too, like the damage was done, like, Bungie, no offense. Yeah. But this thing dropped at 310, maybe patched the kiosk so it was 280, but why that away?
That's true.
Yeah, like, I feel like the infusion damage was put in. Like, you don't have to change
And it's not like
that.
You could farm. I mean, you could get three of them, but...
Maybe, but yeah. It could have just been the way that it worked. Like, they reset the base of it or whatever, mm-hmm. which maybe trying to separate the two instances was a problem.
So what I did for science was infuse it into something infuse that into something else. And so I bought a 300 that was going to go down to 280 and infuse that up to 310 with all this odd recipe of infusions I'd done.
Okay.
And when I woke up the day of the patch, it was a 290 black spindle again. And that shouldn't have been, I don't think, the case. If you did the math on the stuff that I sacrificed.
So you infused something that was getting reset. There's your problem.
If you infused the black spindle at 310, you weren't going to be penalized for that.
No, they said that. They said if you infuse it into other weapons, we're not going to chase that stuff down.
Yeah.
So meaning they never
not
clarified.
Into itself.
Yeah, this is the conversation I had with a lot of people.
It went into something else that went into something else that then went back into black spindle.
But
just
still,
this black spindle was getting patched across
but
the board,
black
though.
Spindle.
I think that was, I see what you did.
Yeah, I tried to do it to see if I would wake up and it was still 310. And
No.
It was a good experiment, but I talked to people about this specific thing because they're like, I did this and this. I'm like, but they're resetting black spindle. They said it. I'm like, aren't you worried that you just wasted that?
I just lost.
Because they wasted their 310 into a 300, like you were talking about.
Yeah.
And I was like, they're going to reset it. It was just a guess. I didn't know, but they did. So it sucks.
They said
they were
going to
do
work.
Yeah, and
so you can't blame
it was
them.
A bummer.
The fact that you tried
I'm
to game
not upset
this.
About this. Yeah, I tried to game the system and
it's
I lost. That's cool. Now go after those Graviton forfeit losers who are doing Shadow Shot 100 times.
Yeah.
And hey, do something about Sunbreakers because they are too powerful.
Yeah. So
Sunbreaker Titans.
In the patch notes, they're taking a look at Sunbreaker Titans. That's what they're saying.
They said Sunbreakers. That didn't say anything else. They just said they're taking a look at it. Yeah.
That's all they said. Yeah. Because a lot of people are saying they're too powerful.
Yeah.
Shadow Shot's ridiculous with, I don't know what the combo is that you need to do that, but it did ruin Iron Banner. I played Iron Banner for the first day. Let's start with that because that's not being fixed. Well, the Shadow Shot is, not Iron Banner, though. What did you think of the new Iron Banner?
I didn't get to play it, so I defer to you guys.
Got it.
I'm going to let you lead off because this is my first time participating in Iron Banner.
Okay.
Year one, I stayed away
noobs.
From a lot of PvP.
Jeez.
So I thought it was fine.
I'm going to play some this weekend, but I was just really busy.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was fine, but one thing I didn't like was the new drop system where they're like, you're going to get new stuff. Like, I got the sash, but I didn't get any purple drops. I didn't see my friends getting purple drops.
But you have to get to level two.
Yeah, I hit level
dropping.
Two.
Yeah.
I hit rank two also. I haven't witnessed a drop outside of a class item.
Yeah.
Yeah, Iron Banner class item. So I'm
a little
confused.
So maybe it's like as you rank up, but like I don't think they made it clear enough. They're like, we fixed it. You're going to get all your loot through the Iron Banner. And
or
you
if
can
not,
get,
go to Lord Saladin.
Go to Lord Saladin. But it's just like, well, that's not happening in any way.
Sounds like it needs some balancing. Yeah. Like, it wasn't, like, totally broken, though, right? You just expected more, but...
It's not broken. I just don't think they were clear with their messaging about how it's going to work. And also, you go to Lord Talon, and he just looks, like, empty. Like, there's, like, five things there now.
Oh, he's empty inside. Yeah. He's not had a friend.
Yeah. Like, that's why he doesn't come around
often. So intimidating. You can't sit down to a drink and dinner with the guy. He's, like, this fiery plate behind him the whole time.
Like, so, do you like the steak? Like, is it good?
Yeah. I got a pulse rifle if you're interested. Before this gets away, there's also been some weird lag issues with Iron Banner, even on the kills front, like where I swear I got that
it's
kill and
really
then it's popping way later.
But I had a ton of networking issues where like lag would play a huge part.
And was part of this from, though, they haven't improved and are testing some of the tools? I don't know if were those live? So they're working on, people who are trying to game the system and cause lag.
Mm-hmm.
But now there's more tools in there, I think. But they were saying they're still refining it.
Sure.
I got the impression that maybe that's what caused some of this.
Well, if that's ruining your major event, Iron Banner, that's a problem.
Of course, meaning I think they're still refining some of these tools that has, maybe caused part of this.
No, I agree. Yeah. And I got to say, as someone who's coming to Iron Banner fresh, did not care for PvP in year one, I'm having a great time. I mean... Sure, I'm playing with randos a lot, which, you're spinning the dice on that, right? You must like Vegas if you play with Rando Calrissian, or you just don't have a dedicated team yet.
Yeah.
But
I had
a
really good
really
crew for
good
the live
time.
Show.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. And that was really fun to watch, even that really fun moment where you threw
the hammer,
the Sunbreaker hammer, and it was like, for fun, pop, someone died across the map.
We both enjoyed that quite a bit. Sorry, whoever I hit.
Yeah, you're now internet famous.
Yeah.
I do want to get back to the point. Like, props to Bungie for delaying trials because of this Shadow Shot nonsense. Like,
yeah,
I'm really glad that they just said, okay, this is not happening. Let's figure this out. They do, though, need to figure out what's happening with Xur, because I woke up to Xur this morning and still felt the massive disappointment.
What did he have?
Did he have
three of coins? Oh, please say yes.
He had three of coin. He had the new material that's needed for the exotic gear reroll. Yeah. And he had Hereafter, a legacy. So he had a weapon for the first time. Mm-hmm. He hasn't sold an exotic weapon. So Hereafter is up for sale, but I already had it.
Yeah, I don't, so that's legacy, actually good for me.
The legacy engram is still there.
Great.
The stag, and then the two others.
He sold the stag A1, didn't he?
No. Yeah. No. Oh, I've been waiting on the stag, so yeah.
I got the stag from Engram.
Wait, you're not. Yeah, what are you? Are you Titan Jose?
No, I'm actually everything. So okay. I have. Yeah.
You must not play
now.
Your Warlock as much, or maybe you just got the good drops. But both, like, that's a great lineup from Zerf for me because I don't have Hereafter, and I've been waiting on stag.
All right, yeah.
So I think it depends on your drops.
I need help with determining if Hereafter is worth my time right now. It just sounds like a gun that
everybody who's used it loves it.
Okay, that's cool. Because I'm attached to my black spindle.
They're like, man, I really like this.
Okay, cool. It sounds like I like the design of it. And it sounds like you pop the bass speaker whenever you fire it. It just and I'm really glad that they're experimenting with specific sounds for guns.
Yeah.
I don't mean to dismiss like that gun's not good. It's just more, it wasn't, I already have it. So Zer has nothing for me this week but three of coins.
Yeah, I think you're almost speaking more.
Sounds like he has a bunch of stuff for me. I can't wait to sign on.
Okay.
Feeling it's almost just sort of the gear in general, Jose, is like like you don't even know what you want, but you want it to feel special, right? Like, and I think that's kind of maybe a missing piece right now. Like, the gear's good.
No, gear's been great. I'm having,
but that's the thing. You have a lot of great gear, and you've got to quest for it, which is another thing. So you're not waiting for Touch of Malice to show up.
No, I'm waiting.
And so
for,
they've removed they've removed that component from Zer. Like, I know where to go for this stuff.
I think the 280, sorry, we're colliding left and right here. We apologize for that. But no, and I think the 280 stuff, the distinction between the 280 stuff that he sells and the 290 stuff that drops is really smart because there's a difference between zeroing and earning. Like, that's fine. It was just nothing for me, and that's okay. You guys should jump on it, though, because there's some good stuff then. I retract my previous statement.
I still don't like how three of coins works. Like, I used it a bunch this week, and like, yeah, I'd get drops, but it'd be like the same thing I already have. Mm. Something that Bungie said wouldn't happen as much because the new algorithm leans heavily towards something you don't have. Well, then stop giving me the same chest piece and helmet every time I get a drop. It's really frustrating.
Yeah,
it is weird. So Hunter Gauntlets, don't touch me, and no backup plans for Titans.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So you can grab that. I didn't go for don't touch me because I already have them from year one, and I'm just gonna buy them with marks because I want to save my strange coins for more three of coin. I've had some good luck with three of coin though. Mm-hmm. In its defense, I think it's just a matter of knowing when
I
to
did
use
when
it.
I farmed it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, it's, but you guys are just being impatient. It's like 20% of the time, or a little less maybe, you will get a drop. But you're getting some repeated drops. And
The fact that it's repeated is what's bothering me. I mean,
And
then there was that one time where, like, it took 10 drops until I got a drop. Like, for one. It was really weird.
Yeah, but we talked about that last week. Like, you were really mad because you did 10 drops. You should have gotten two drops.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, on that... Like, okay, it's supposed to be 20% of the time. You just missed it, so you got one of the two.
I don't
two,
like how it works because it's not a clear mechanic. It's just like, hey, you use this. Maybe you'll get something.
But it's
like,
supposed
maybe
to be
I...
that. It's a percentage of the time. And, like, had you done two more, you would have probably got the other one.
It's like a slot machine. You put your money in, and you're like, maybe you get the spin this time. No, well, not this time.
I think what's interesting is it's sort of...
I think it's fine.
It's a modified version of what you experienced at specific chess in year one. Like, you know how everyone was farming checkpoints in year one just for a chance at an exotic pull?
That's great.
You have a chance at an exotic pull whenever you pop one of these things.
It's the Gorgon.
You have a chance, like I said, though, it's like a chance to pull the machine. Like, you put your money in.
No, it's a fair point.
No, you don't get to pull.
Yeah, no, and that's okay. Yeah. I've been very...
That's how I feel.
I've been very lucky on the RNG front. I grabbed your phone. My phone's right here.
I'm like, what's he doing?
Oh, he's lucky.
I've been very lucky, though, in my application of the three of coin. Lately it's been kind of it hasn't been great for me, but I've gotten enough stuff that I don't feel too bad about that stuff. I think what's catching my attention more is I feel like there's way too many exotic primaries these days. I feel like I want more specials and heavies, and
class specific.
I'm just trying to see how to get around that.
So this segment's supposed to be talking about the stuff Bungie did right this week and kind of giving them props on the Trials Hold and Iron Banner seems good. Still needs a little bit of a tweak, but one final thing is that they are looking at Nightfall. They do realize that it's awful.
They recognize, yeah. They say, you know what, didn't work out
like
how they wanted.
Arc burn on the arc burn on Fallen Saber,
yeah.
And it's like, really? Like, come on.
I got the Warlock helmet, so I was happy.
You did it? Was it okay? I saw everybody in Reddit. It's just like, yeah, so I'm not doing that.
I mean, people, you know. They got to patch the cheese on the Saber Strike, perhaps.
What's the Saber cheese?
The one where you go through the geometry and you stand under the map under the Saber.
Oh, really?
Like
really?
Warsat.
I didn't know you could
you
do that.
You go hide?
Well, that Warsat part sucks if you get ogres.
I know a guy who did it. And
yeah, got, you know a guy who knows a guy?
I know a guy who knows a guy, yeah. Sure, I mean, cheese is for the weak, first of all. Yeah. But in the Saber Fallen Saber's case on Nightfall, I don't blame you. Like, it's okay, I guess, right now.
Anyway, good stuff. Thank you, Bungie. Very happy with that. I'm glad you like the Nightfall. I saw it was Arc, and I'm just like, yeah, maybe I'm...
Wait, you're being sarcastic about the Arc.
No, I also had a...
No, it's Arc Burn on Fallen Saber.
I know, you're just being sarcastic about... No, the way they set up Nightfall, or that they're going to fix it?
Like the Saber Strike with Arc.
Oh, that's what I was asking.
Yeah. No, okay. Dude, they're fixing the Nightfall, which is great. It means they're listening to fan feedback, and they're hearing that, like, we don't like this, you know?
And what I was trying to do is draw back to that topic. Mm-hmm. We don't know what it'll be yet, though, and we don't know...
Yeah. All they said is that they're looking at it, and they're going to fix it.
Yeah, so hopefully that works out.
They'll fix it. We don't know that we're going to like the fix, but that's
what
I did
want to point out. I mean, we're on, just past week four or something here? Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, you've got a ways to go with this game. Like, you know, this is, like, the worst part about it is, like, we like to play it so much.
Yeah.
And then it becomes, like, there's nothing left to do, and you've already played it for 150 hours. You know,
but to point out one last thing, and I'm sorry, because I know we need to move on, but the patch notes for this week, lowering the strange coin economy felt really weird.
That's dumb.
I'm worried about this. And weapon parts. I never have weapon parts. I don't
It's
either.
It's actually one of my most hated experiences.
I have tons of armor material. Yeah. I have armor material coming out the yin-yang, but I don't have a single weapon part. Mm-hmm. And every time I get some, I'm able to get one bubble, and then the wait begins again.
And their comment on it actually tells me that the way weapon parts kind of are, it's a little broken. Because meaning for some people they have way too much, and for others they have none.
Well,
which
I have
means...
way too much from year one.
I know.
Yeah, that's the only reason I'm
But I think, and I saw this on Reddit, and I'm sorry I'm not crediting who said this, but someone started a thread talking about, wouldn't it be great if there was someone you could go to, or even the gunsmith, and you give him the armor materials, and you can trade them for weapon parts. I think that would help sort of even this out.
I think them fixing the drop rate problem is the ideal situation. Just adding another vendor where you can do item swaps again, like they did with the speaker.
I mean, there's way too much currency getting traded left and right at the tower. I'm not
going
to lie. But
the currency, having 20 different types of currency that people need to collect and then changing it with every DLC release, mm-hmm. it's like, really?
Yeah, but that's an iterative process. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, they have changed it. So they are... You know, they're trying.
Yeah, they did change it. Now we don't need. Now it's a light. Like light's the material that you're.
Yeah,
looking
but I
for.
Feel. I still feel like it's in pretty good shape. But
it is
like
in really good shape.
Strange coins. I'm actually a lot lower on because I've never I never went through three characters every week on everything. And like some people did that, so they have a ton.
Destin.
All I get is strange coin drops on the Nightfall. So super, I'm fine.
And it's funny that I actually like that from the Nightfall. I've always liked strange coin drops because they're short for me. Because I'm short on them.
What if you could say, what do you want to drop from the Nightfall? And you could choose what drop.
Actually, maybe there's something there, is like, but see, it should figure that out for you, right? But
it's like, he has 300 strange coins. Do you think he needs another 12? Let's give him another 12.
Yeah.
Just before we move on, I want to say you two are my favorite people. Let's keep going.
Glad.
What's the next thing?
The final topic was just kind of this list of notes that somebody came up with from data mining. They did
another
data.net, and they found out that all these consumable items were added to the game. We found out later from Luke Smith, he's like, that stuff was in there a long time ago. We decided to cut that stuff from the game. So what you're looking at is just old code, basically, that hasn't been utilized. Now, the reason people put their tinfoil hats on, and it scared me, too. I mean, I tweeted about it. I was like, if this is actually going to happen, like, are you guys worried yet? Because we talked about microtransaction last week and my concerns.
Beating the drum, dude.
Yeah. Yeah,
banging the drum is more like it.
But this is it. Like, conspiracy theorists, you love to latch on to this stuff.
The whole microtransaction thing, by the way, it's not just Bungie. I just don't like it in game design at all.
No, we get it. We get it.
It's clear,
it is absolutely concerning.
Apparently the internet doesn't, because I got a lot of heat
this week. You got some positive feedback, too. Let's focus on the positive here instead. But I feel that this data mining thing, first of all, data mining is very dangerous because obviously there are many intricate components to a game, and things are placeholder in some cases. Mm-hmm. Sometimes things just ship because game design is the kind of thing where if you don't know a lot about it, just for 2 seconds, I want to make you aware that there's this that analogy Cliffy B used to say, where game design is like a house of cards, and the minute you change one thing, you risk the whole house falling out. Mm-hmm. So in a lot of cases, you don't need like that jack of spades exactly where it is, but you know what? You got to ship this thing, and so you're going to leave that card exactly where it is, even though it's not meant to do anything.
Yeah.
That's how hot coffee got found. That's how data miners find a ton of things when they go through games. But the timing of them finding that and then the shop going live and having a section that said consumables are not refundable.
Consumables are coming to Everest.
Like that set off the spark and everyone basically like jumped to that conclusion. And I don't blame them for that, but you know, hang in there. Like this just started. This is a heated conversation point. Yeah, for sure. But you know, does not having that Carlton dance really hurt your Destiny experience? I don't think it does.
I don't like the Carlton dance that much.
I was going to do it by your desk in real life, but my arm is messed up.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, who's to say that it wasn't maybe even considered, though, for the Eververse? Because that's been around totally since long before the game.
Yeah.
So you never know, but that's the point. This is not official stuff. Like, I know, I mean, feel free to talk about it, but stay objective, right? Like, don't go and burn someone at the stake before you know the facts. And I think that's what bothers me most about this is, like, people just love that, you know, that I found it, you're going down, you know, like it's that
whole. That's what
whole
the internet exists
vibe.
For. Sometimes.
I know, but it drives me nuts.
Well, the
know,
internet and, like, is just like, look how much smarter I am than you.
Totally.
You know, that's what I see on the internet.
Me constantly. Specifically. Mm-hmm. But that's what everybody's saying out there right now. But,
well.
But like, look, I do get it. You know, there's conversational stuff around it, but like, let's just be a little more objective. I mean, 3 months from now, we may be sitting here and be like, they did it anyway.
Yeah.
You knew it was coming. And like, sure, that could happen. But like, you know, the point is, it actually distracted me. I actually, for that brief second, I was like, oh, crap, are you serious? And it just kind of sucks because like, you know, they just released the emotes and it was pretty simple.
Did
and
you buy
it turned
one?
Into this negative everybody, conversation.
Everybody had
no,
emotes.
I'm good at this weekend, though.
You're buying one. What'd you get?
I've been so busy this week. We're doing this new show called Esports Weekly with Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
And anyway, it's been really busy show. But anyway, I play a ton on the weekends, which I mentioned. Okay. So that's when I get
so
it all.
So you're buying an emote this weekend. Did you buy an emote, Destin?
I bought all of them for IGN.com.
Is that why you really bought them all?
I did not want to buy all the emotes.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's your favorite emote?
I would have probably picked two. I like the Matrix.
Mm-hmm.
And, come get some.
Yeah. And there was another one I liked too.
Was it the...
That one's good.
Yeah.
There's like three or four that
if
I
If you're
liked.
Listening, I was doing the like neck.
Yeah.
Like, you're done, you know, slicing
I think
neck.
That's what it was. That's the text on it.
There were three or four that I liked, but the day they came out in Iron Banner, people were just... Everybody had the emotes.
I think
so
it was your
everybody
next.
Had a few.
Yeah. Your next.
Yeah.
But anyway, you would potentially have bought a couple.
I don't know.
You got so much FOMO over those. You know it. Like you're all like, I got to have one cuz like that's how they get you. Like you feel left out that you don't have a special dance.
I had like 800 or 400 or whatever for free, so I would have picked two.
So I
right,
for free
cuz they give you the silver just to like check it out. So
I didn't really feel the need to have them all.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Sorry, I hung out by Eververse Trading Company trying to see if anyone would point the shame point we talked about last week.
Yeah.
Didn't see a single one. The shame.
Shame.
I was hoping someone would do it.
No, because everybody replaced it.
If you guys are in a game, though, and see Jose, definitely you got to all stand around him. And
shame.
Shame.
In 6 months, I'm going to equip the point emote, and people are going to be like, what is that? I must have missed that one.
Year
was
one
that
exclusive.
Year one exclusive, the point. Yeah.
We're running low on time, but I do at least, maybe we'll talk about it more in another episode. I keep telling Destin, but time has passed. We've had time to think about stuff, and I'll just leave it at that. I'm pretty happy with it overall. I don't have that like annoying burn to like go back to the game like every night because I'm like, I have to. I really think that's a good thing in the end, but sure, there's little things to balance, but I'm pretty happy overall. Yeah. I don't know how you guys feel, you know, general. But
I'm starting to find all the little things where I'm like, oh, they should have polished this up and that up, but that's just because you spend so much time in these games and you start seeing the imperfections.
Yeah.
It's like a marriage.
But it's a great game. You know? That's nice.
That's nice.
You, wow. You still love it. You still love it, but you know it's not perfect.
Wow.
Wow.
I think that's a good note to end
Bungie,
on.
If you're listening, yeah. give me a Mutombo yeah. emote.
A
that's
Mutombo.
All I'm saying. Yeah, I want a straight up knot in my house. Like, I want it. Give it to me. I will pay.
So it's last week I was saying we should be able to, like, kind of crowdfund the ones we want. That mm-hmm. could be a cool effect of that.
Macarena, reverse. Maybe.
No, please, God, no. I don't want that or the YMCA happening.
Oh, my God.
No dances YMCA's from a wedding.
YMCA would None. Be fantastic. You line no. up for the Guardians chicken. Before
the
rain.
Chicken?
Shouldn't it be O-R-Y-X?
Oh, my goodness.
That the one all the kids do?
Anyway, we're getting
yeah. All right, we're getting away from the
that's
point.
That's it for this week.
Get your plugs in.
Fran, you wanted to plug some stuff. You already started to. So.
No, it was mostly just a house party, but as always, yes. drop us a review if you're listening mm-hmm. to the podcast. You know, leave comments, by the way, if you're listening. I've brought this up before, but there's a lot of negative. You still play this game nonsense. And
yeah,
like,
we do.
You still watch these videos. Like, I don't understand.
But yeah.
Trolls will be who you are, but that's fine. But yeah, get in the comments and have a conversation with each mm-hmm. other. There's some really good groups out there, and why not have the conversation around these videos? But of course, check us out on Xbox One and PS4 also, and as always, we'll be back every week.
Yeah. Go to IGN.com/store for a Fireteam Chat
shirt.
Oh,
yeah, the t-shirts.
I like the t-shirts a lot, so I make sure to plug that one. So, yeah.
Awesome.
Jose, you got anything?
I'm good.
All right. Well, then, until next time,
Guardians out.
Someday you're going to do it.
He won't do it.
Someday.
I just don't know how.
We'll teach you.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.